Hey, welcome to the third episode of A Better Day. My name is Sardor Akhmedov, and on this new microcast, I'm going to be sharing tips and knowledge that I get from different books and different sources to make your day better and essentially make your life better. Thanks for tuning in.
What is freedom?
The official dictionary definition of freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Now, to understand the concept of freedom better, let's compare two examples. Person A goes to bed and wakes up whenever they feel like, while person B goes to bed and wakes up at a certain time. Person A attends the gym whenever they feel like, and the person B religiously goes to the gym every day at 6 o'clock. Person A cleans his room whenever they feel like, while person B cleans his room every Saturday. So a person A lives by their feeling, while the person B lives by a concrete system built by themselves that consists of certain habits. Now, who has more freedom? Person A or person B? Here's an excerpt from the book, The Atomic Habits, that I'm reading right now that helps better understand this. Despite their efficiency, some people still wonder about the benefits of systems. The argument might go like this. Will habits make my life dull? I don't want to pigeonhole myself into a lifestyle I don't enjoy. Doesn't so much routine take away from the vibrancy and spontaneity of life? Hardly. Such questions set up a false dichotomy. They make you think that you have to choose between building habits and attaining freedom. In reality, the two complement each other. Habits do not restrict freedom, they create it. In fact, the people who don't have their habits handled are the ones with the least amount of freedom. Without good financial habits, you will always be struggling for the next dollar. Without good health habits, you will always seem to be short on energy. Without good learning habits, you will always feel like you're behind the curve. If you're always being forced to make decisions about simple tasks, when should I work out? Where should I go to write? When do I pay the bills? Then you have less time for freedom. It's only by making the fundamentals of life easier that you can create the mental space needed for free thinking and creativity. Hey, thanks for listening to this third episode. If you have any comments, any feedback, please feel free to reach out to me to leave reviews on Alexa store or directly Instagram me on my last name akhmedov.co, that's akhmedov.co on Instagram, and let me know how you feel about the show, what you think, and I'll be really, really grateful. Thanks for tuning in.